people living in some of Milwaukee's oldest neighborhoods have become more vigilant due to a spike in violent crime. Yet many are staying put, determined to bring stability back to the neighborhood. This summer, we heard that sentiment among Northside residents living through a rash of gun violence. We found similar attitudes on Milwaukee's South Side. It suffered about 24 homicides during the past year and an increase in assaults. A hush overtakes a walk for peace. About 30 people move toward a decorated tree on South 9th near Lincoln. The teddy bears and ribbons mark the place where a teenager crashed his car last month after a bullet struck him. The marchers form a circle around Pastor Michael Harden.
And if you could bow with me, I pray for this young man who lost his life, and I pray for many others who have lost their lives, oh God, in violence, really for nothing, oh God.
And so, Lord, the young man was 18-year-old Xavier Malgosa. He was following men who had robbed a liquor store when they turned and fired shots at him. Marcher Alice Misko slides her rosary beads into a pocket while telling me her family moved here in 1982. She says the neighborhood has experienced bad times and good times. But now that her husband's gone and her children have moved away, it might be time to leave.
I feel comfortable yet. I feel safe in my home. I actually walk the streets, and I know I shouldn't by myself, but I go at a time when it is safe. And if I can't walk the streets, then I really shouldn't be living in the neighborhood.
Alderman Bob Donovan worries longtime residents will leave if illicit behavior continues. He sometimes visits places where violence has occurred.
Horrendous situations. Was at about 2 weeks ago, a triple shooting, three kids playing basketball. So that kind of activity obviously concerns me greatly.
Donovan attributes some of the violence to a huge increase in drug activity. He says crime can also flourish when too few cops are on the beat.
In order for any neighborhood that is challenged to become more stabilized, we need a more consistent police presence to maintain a particular level of order.
According to Police Captain Alfonso Morales, officers are highly visible on Milwaukee's South Side, including on bicycles. He says the department alters patrols based on where it hears of problems. Neighboring Alderman Jose Perez says more residents are communicating that information to police.
There have been problems in the past, and I think we're overcoming that because we are, you know, pushing, prodding, asking, agitating people about calling the police, and it happens pretty often. People come to me and say, look, we had an incident, we had this. My first question is, did you call the police? And like, no. Without calls and dots on a map, we're not getting resources to where we need them.
Perez says police community relations are helping stabilize the area. He says some residents are indeed leaving, but not because of crime.
I think traditionally our neighborhood's been affordable. So because of that, certain sections of our neighborhood are a little transitional where it's affordable. People have other opportunities economically and then maybe move a little further south and west. And those are the trends of the Latino community, but you know, a lot of them get their start in the 12th district.
We chose this neighborhood, easy to get a big house for a low price, and we have four kids, so that was part of it.
Samantha Wilson says the other part was she wanted to live close to where she grew up, so she and her husband chose a house near Walker Square Park. Wilson says she's aware of crime nearby, but nothing serious.
I don't feel safe enough to leave things out in the yard. And we've had bikes stolen already just in the short time we've lived here, but I don't feel like my kids can't go outside to play.
Wilson says she and her husband have already joined a neighborhood association and would not hesitate recommending the neighborhood to friends. Bob Bach, 89.7 WUWL.